Well, in case you hadn't noticed, we are neck deep in an election year. And every time I think that we've hit a point of critical mass regarding the importance of a U.S. election, another election comes along that seems somehow even more important. And y'all, 2024, in my opinion, is perhaps one of the most significant election seasons in modern history. But it comes at a time, though, when the stain of the 2020 election is still pretty fresh in people's minds. And I totally get it. The 2020 election was fraught with problems. Don't let anybody ever tell you different. At every turn, there was some excuse about why we didn't need to do it the usual way, why we could, you know, collect or count or audit things differently than we'd ever done. Well, there's an old saying that just because you can doesn't mean you should. Meaning that, in this case, with regard to voting, just because you can take some liberties with our actual liberties doesn't mean you should. Yeah, we also are allowed to question why. I once had to counsel an insubordinate officer in the war zone. He didn't like being held accountable. He was refusing to sign his counseling statement that I had prepared. In the course of the counseling session, too, he tried to say he didn't like a certain order that had been given. He was told very clearly, "Captain, a superior officer's orders are to be followed at all times unless they are illegal, immoral, or unethical. Being popular is not one of the criteria." So with regards to voting, yes, there are laws. Those are like orders. There are actual laws. But liberals would have you believe they can take whatever actions they deem necessary in their minds to run the elections, and you should just have to lump it. It's popular to ignore the voting laws because of health concerns. It's popular to avoid having photo ID. It's popular to allow ballot harvesting or ballot trafficking. It's popular to have an extended voting day or a week or a whole month. It's popular to mail out ballots to every single person in the state, regardless of whether they even asked for them. It's popular to allow private entities to assist with the polling sites. And it's popular, but so what? All those actions do is create a lack of public trust in the entire process. Many of those actions would actually be illegal under most state laws, but even still, those popular actions that abridged or amended or offended our election processes that weren't otherwise actually illegal, they were still often done, though, with wrongful intent and the ability to overtly and unduly influence the elections, which makes them, by the way, immoral or unethical. Well, the 2020 election, with all of its faults, its fallacies, its foibles, it's still very much a question mark in the minds of many. And it was a season filled with what many have viewed as illegal activity. But at the same time, there were any number of things that occurred that, while they may not have been truly illegal, they actually did border on immoral or illegal, or at least unethical. And whether or not a court has placed a stamp of judgment on any of the actions regarding the handling of the ballots, those questionable activities have left an indelible stain all the same. And just because they can, like I said, doesn't mean they should, especially when our liberty is actually at stake, especially when what they are toying with or manipulating is an actual right. All right, so let me ask you this. What does the U.S. Constitution say? Because in the absence of clear understanding, if things are gray, you go back to the black and white. The first thing you want to do is you want to check things for constitutional qualifications. Is the single vote of a single U.S. citizen considered a sacred right? Do the duly enacted amendments that we know as the Bill of Rights or the subsequent amendments to the Constitution, do they speak to the question of why the vote is considered key or fundamental to the process of our government? Well, I mean, we know for a fact the First Amendment speaks very clearly about rights of free speech and assembly and religion, the press, all that. The Second Amendment very clearly gives us the right to bear arms. The Fourth Amendment has a right to be free of unreasonable search and seizure. The Tenth Amendment established the right of states to exert unilateral sovereignty in their lawmaking so they could avoid having a single centralized government that controlled everything. But obviously, those aren't the only amendments, right? There's far more than just 10. Believe it or not, though, there are scholars who debate whether there's a constitutionally guaranteed right to vote. I know that sounds crazy. I mean, I personally am of the mind that there is no debate. It's in there, very clearly, beginning with the 14th Amendment's Equal Protection Clause. The Supreme Court has actually affirmed it. In the 1972 decision, the case of Dunn v. Blumstein, Justice Marshall stated this. He said, quote, "In decision after decision, this court has made clear that a citizen has a constitutionally protected right to participate in elections on an equal basis with other citizens in the jurisdiction." It's pretty clear. Again, in 1974, there was a case called Richardson versus Ramirez. In that case, Justice Rehnquist, he wrote this, quote, "Because the right to vote is of the essence of a democratic society, and any restrictions on that right strike at the very heart of representative government, Voting, therefore, is a fundamental right. Seems pretty clear to me. But wait, there's more. The Constitution actually uses the phrase right to vote in the 14th Amendment, in which it contemplates denying a state its congressional representation if that state were to deny citizens the right to vote. Since the addition of the 14th Amendment, the U.S. Constitution has actually been amended four more times to prohibit states from denying the right to vote based on such things as race, color, or social status, 15th Amendment, on the basis of sex, 19th Amendment, the failure to pay a poll tax, the 24th Amendment, or even setting the age for voting at 18 years old, the 26th Amendment. Look, all said and done, there's more than ample grounds within the interpretation of our Constitution and well-established case law that goes alongside it to absolutely, very clearly make a stand on the inherent right of U.S. citizens to actually cast a vote. A right. It's an actual right. It's not a privilege. It's not an opportunity. It's not something to be bought or earned. It's a right under the law, the same as the basic freedoms of speech and the right to bear arms and all the rest. In the history of our nation, there have been things like the women's suffrage movement. There's been extended litigation to fight for the right in court. We can even look to the basis for the very Revolutionary War that birthed our country. So many instances decorate our history of people choosing to fight for this right to have a voice in their democracy. It's a big, big deal. The right to vote, y'all. To have a say in representative governance at any level in America is what separates us from so many other nations. This is why there's still so much concern, then, over issues of voter integrity and the lessons that we learned from the conduct of the 2020 elections, because it matters, because it's huge. The 2020 elections were perceived by many to have literally been an invasion into the personal rights of citizens, and it was not received well. If someone were to tell you that you have no right to speak up publicly, you're an election denier. Well, I got news. You can respond to them that constitutional rights should never be taken as a trivial matter not to be questioned. It's free speech. Would that matter to you if they took away your speech? If someone were to tell you your right to bear arms has been nullified, would you care? If you got a notice that said you're no longer allowed to gather up with the members of your faith for a time of worship, how would you react? Well, the right to vote is of equal importance, maybe more so than all those rights. And I say maybe more so because the constitutionally protected right to vote is what gives you the ability then to have a say in the election of men and women who make the laws and render the decisions and cast the judgments about all the other rights that you have. So, is it okay for us to be concerned about the 2020 elections? Yes. Is it okay for us to say we want extra assurances about the way we conduct the 2024 elections? Absolutely. In fact, since the right to vote is such a big deal, I would say that we would be wrong if we did not ask the questions. So the next time someone asks you about your concerns about the 2020 elections, you can start by telling them that you're concerned because you perceive that there was an attempt by some to literally impede the rights of citizens to vote, or at least to have their vote count. So, given that we've already experienced so many questionable actions around voting in recent years, things that may or may not have been illegal, but they certainly seem to be immoral or unethical, we have no choice but to question. We're in a position where we had better question. Anyone who says otherwise, by the way, or tries to disrespect you by telling you to sit down and shut up, you just remind them it's the Constitution and it matters. It matters so much that nearly 20% of the amendments to the U.S. Constitution have specifically dealt with the right to vote. And that while many of us may be worried about the outcome of the vote, the fact is that more of us are actually mad that our right to vote, to be heard in the public arena, became some kind of a plaything to too many who do not appreciate the gravity of what a right actually is. So yes, the 2020 election, it was a mess. The 2024's election season is of vital importance. How it's conducted actually matters, and we are absolutely within our rights to question when someone infringes upon our rights. Yeah, so 2020 happened, but hang in there. A new election day's coming, and we're going to have our eyes wide open this time. We have a right to speak up and question. It's a right. And that's my philosophy.